2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's Unrivaled, the Unrivaled NFL Roundup. Premium grade A pro football stories from your two hosts, a former NFL quarterback
and the other guy.
It's the Unrivaled NFL Roundup.
Welcome back. It is KSL's Unrivaled. It is the NFL Roundup. Thanks for being with us. Hey, Scott Mitchell, former NFL quarterback over here.
I'm what? Alex Keery.
Where? There's the,
I got to get his autograph.
Sticky Bird Restaurant, Sticky Bird Red Barn Farms. This is where we are tonight. Across from the Cabela's here, just north of Farmington Station. Take a wild guess, the city? Farmington, Utah, Scott. So this
the
is
home
cool.
of Lagoon.
Yeah, there's the yeah, a bunch of kids coming in from Lagoon going, hey, man, what's going on here? Some Idaho kids
yes.
on spring break. I go, dude, it's fall. They go, huh? What? That's not what my mom said. It is funny to see, like, teen love, you know, when they come
it
in.
Totally is.
They come in, and they got
it's
the tight
date
pants
night
on.
Or something.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you know what? You know what I love about 17-year-olds who are totally in love is
I have no idea.
No, what Tell I love me. About it is when they're looking at each other and, like, they're talking to each other, and they're, like, whispering and saying things, and they're yeah. all – you're the only thing that's ever mattered in my world, man. Yeah. And I'm like, you guys need to get out of Blackfoot, Idaho, bro. Come on. I mean, not
where
you
is
guys.
Your,
sorry, not you guys.
Where's your sense of romance, Alex?
I know.
I mean,
sorry.
Come on. It's just, you're a killer of love. That's what
assume,
you're a killer of love.
Like, a girl walks in, and they're from this local Idaho high school down for fall break, and it's like the Montagues and the Capulets, man, but of potato families, you know? it's like a – You know what the Montagues and the Capulets
no,
are?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Right. Well, hey, everybody, I want to apologize for Scott never reading a book when he was in high school. those are the two families in Romeo and Juliet, star-crossed lovers. Come
well,
on.
Say Romeo and Juliet, so some of us not so educated might know these things.
Whatever. So, somebody asked me today, what high school did Scott go to?
I didn't go to high school.
Springville High School? Hey, the English teacher, if you were the English teacher at Springville High School between the years of 1983
you know, it's too,
disappointed in you. I'm so mad at you right now.
It's too bad we don't have time for the story about my senior English class.
I can't. Yeah, well, plus we're trying to keep our jobs here. You know,
yes.
I don't want to.
Yeah.
All right,
well,
Scott.
Yeah.
I have a couple of things still. Before we get into our NFL roundup, I have an NFL roundup question for you. And the NFL roundup, what are the odds, is this one. What are the odds either the Arizona Cardinals or the Buffalo Bills win the Super Bowl this year? Because my kid's convinced, oh, yeah, that's going to be your Super Bowl right there. And I'm like, you are such like a – these are two teams who just don't go to the
Wait,
Super Bowl.
The Cardinals and the Seahawks?
Sorry, the Cardinals and the Buffalo Bills.
Oh, okay.
That one of those teams win the Super Bowl. Because right now those are undefeated.
What are the odds? One of those teams.
One of those teams wins the Super Bowl. Oh, you already said the Buffalo Bills. You thought were going to.
No,
be
I think
close.
I think the Rams are going to win the Super Bowl.
Okay.
But I'll tell you what, Josh Allen, man, he looks really, 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 really good.
It's true.
What are the odds of this?
Yes. What are the odds?
I'll give it. You know what? I'll give it a Bruce Smith 78%. No, actually, I'll give it a Daryl Talley. 56%.
Oh wow, it dropped considerably.
Yeah, it's above 50. You know, it's a little bit more than 50.
I think that this is a year that you can get some of these teams, man. That you can absolutely
Tom Brady eventually has to get old.
Yes.
Okay? He just has to. Eventually, he has to get old.
And winning back-to-back is Kansas, massively hard.
Yeah, and Kansas City.
Whatever.
They're not playing defense
at
all.
I get you.
At all.
I'm going to go with a... Oh, we're going to stay in the same...
Those chicken wings look so good here.
I know, look so good. Get out of here.
Oh, my goodness.
Mitchell, would you walk away with those, please?
They are just
amazing. Trying to avoid...
Wow.
The sticky fingers are not on our plan. We ate the cauliflower, the fried cauliflower, though. Amazing. What was I going to say? I'm going to go with a Neil Smith 90% chance, one of those two wins.
Oh, wow.
Because I think that you're going to see... I think the Cardinals... For as much as they don't have a lot of experience, like, I mean, you need some staying power to be able to go through the playoffs. You can't just have an amazing regular season. We've seen that before. But I think that there are enough newcomers across both conferences to say, you know what, this is a year that a Buffalo Bill team or a Cardinals type team win the Super Bowl. So
right, and you have these young quarterbacks that are really becoming elite quarterbacks. Kyler Murray, Josh Allen. I mean, these guys aren't just, you know, placeholder guys. These aren't like the Derek Carr kind of guys. These guys have really elevated their game to another level.
Okay, but think about
just continually got better and better and better. And that's when you start seeing these teams and these players end up in the Super Bowl.
You remember the season Lamar Jackson won the MVP? They went, I think, 14-2 or 15-1. Like, it was an insane stretch for them, and they were nowhere near being Super Bowl champions that year. And so it doesn't necessarily mean it's going to happen just because you have an amazing quarterback, because even having the NFL's MVP.
And you look at last year, Kansas City played really good defense, and so did the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So you've got two teams that you're right. I mean, quarterback play is what happens in the NFL, in today's NFL. You've got to have a good one. But if you have enough defense, then you can win championships.
Scott, let's get to the old roundup here as we rolled up here. But I wanted to bring this up. Speaking of the Cardinals, they've had a handful of players that have been hit with the COVID. They're on the reserve COVID-19 list, and now Cliff Kingsbury, their head coach, is also not going to be participating in the game because this COVID outbreak is extended that far. Hey, get the old COVID outbreak out of the way quick with your team early on in the season. You're not going to have an undefeated season, so you might as well lose a game or two. The Cardinals are going to be missing a bunch of guys this weekend, including their head coach.
Yeah, and it's a little challenging when you're moving around as a team, traveling, and kind of getting opportunities to overexpose yourself. But beyond the team travel, I mean, really, as a player, you should – you know, a lot of these guys go out during the week and they're out socializing, whatever. A lot of them go, and that's what they do. And it's just one of those things where you just have to say, for however many, you know, months of this season, 4 months, whatever, I just have to be super vigilant about what I do, because it's too easy to get sick. I mean, it's you know, I would think most of the players in the NFL have been vaccinated, but maybe some of them haven't, and or maybe they get exposed. I don't know, but man, you just have to be super vigilant, and it's hard because you want to blow off steam, you want to kind of keep balance in your life, but you just kind of say, for these 4 months, man, I gotta keep it quiet.
So you remember when that quarterback assistant for the Jets, George Knapp, died right before the season in that horrible bike accident?
Yes,
right before the year. 8 days before before camp started up, Steve Young says that he feels like the Jets loss actually has put the development of Zach Wilson back considerably. I don't know what a quote unquote quarterback whisperer type guru would do for a guy like Zach Wilson, but do you think it's enough of a loss to be able to say he definitely has lost development because of not being able to have
1,000%? You know, especially since the Jets don't have a proven other quarterback. I mean, you may get a quarterback whisperer, but to have another quarterback, just think of Tom Brady being behind Drew Bledsoe for a year or so and watching, and you know, even Steve Young. I mean, Steve Young learned a tremendous amount from Joe Montana and that whole situation. So having people that really, really understand. I'll give you Dan Marino, who played early on in his career. A lot of his success he attributes to Don Strzok. And Don Strock was a guy that really kind of took Marino under his arm.
Which is funny because that's not a name that hardly anybody would know.
No, but it's
they don't know George Knapp either, right?
It's someone who really understands the game of football and understands what you go through mentally, and he understands what it's like to be on the field and have to make those reads and those decisions and how to kind of help you simplify the game in your head. And not having that when you're Zach Wilson and you're just figuring it out kind of under fire and as you go along, man, it is a long, bumpy, hard road to have to deal with. And that's probably why Zach's going, I gotta see John Beck. Because he's probably just dying right now because he probably feels completely alone.
Let's take our final break here. We've got our two-minute drill around the corner. We've got a lot of stuff to talk about there, and it's going to be a true 2 minutes. It's going to be very short. So first, we want to tell you where we're at here for the final time this evening. We have had an awesome time at Sticky Bird here in Farmington. If you're not familiar with this restaurant, it's amazing. And they got a bunch of TVs up. We got football, basketball. We've even got some, like, championship speedboat racing, Scott, over here.
Which has been fascinating to watch.
Have you been watching it?
Yes.
It is wild.
I've been riveted to the TV.
It's insane. Yeah. And on top of it, so amazing sticky finger combos. You can get the awesome sticky finger tacos as well. But on top of it, this is part of a whole academy. The Red Barn Academy is a nonprofit 2-year life skills academy for men who struggle with addiction, incarceration, and homelessness. Go to redbarnfarms.org to find out more about how you could get involved with that, how you can help, how you can donate. But they're also hosting a massive deal tomorrow here in Farmington. It's located just north of Farmington Station, so it's easy to find. You want to be able to come down Red Barn Lane here in Farmington, Utah. Just like I said, right down the street here from the Cabela's across the road here, and it's easy to find just north of the Farmington Station, if you know where that is. So come up, see them tomorrow. The car show starts at noon, and so you can come down and see them. It's all part of what they're doing here. Let me give you that website again, redbarnfarms.org, redbarnfarms.org.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.